Next up, we'll have Jimmy Johnson, seven-time champ, coming on for a special appearance. Jimmy, thank you for taking the time post-race here. I know you were in the top three, and not that you're the official spokesman for rallying the drivers for just absolutely stirring moments, but I know you had a large hand in what happened pre-race, and thank you for coming on to talk a little bit about that. And I know several media members have some questions, so maybe just start off with that and that really emotional moment to start the race, pushing the 43 to the front of the field.
Yeah, I'm obviously just very proud of our sport, all the drivers and crew members that wanted to stand up today and stand next to Bubba Wallace. That's really the moral of the story. A lot of people reached out to me in the morning with ideas and wanting to do something a lot like the video we made a few weeks ago. You know, I certainly have been involved in playing a role in trying to help organize and get things executed and done. But this is really a driver initiative. Many drivers chipped in. Kevin Harvick had the idea of pushing Bubba's car down the front stretch up to the front of the field and have the teams follow. So, you know, I'm happy to play a role in it. I want to. I know I need to. And I feel like to see the garage area stand up as they have as well the last few weeks and then again today is just sending a very strong message, and I'm very proud of our sport.
Thank you, Jimmy. If you have a question for Jimmy, please raise your hand with the raise your hand function, and we'll start off with Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead, Jordan.
Was there ever any doubt in your mind you were going to do something today after everything that happened last night, regardless if the other drivers were going to join in or not?
Yeah, I went to bed early last night and was up early and saw what was going on or what had happened. And, you know, like everyone else, just couldn't believe what I was reading. Early on this morning, I mentioned to the driver group that I was just going to go stand with Bubba at his car during the national anthem. And if anybody wanted to meet me there, I was going to stand with him and just be there. And when that seed was planted, the group really started coming up with ideas. Everybody wanted to get involved. After the drivers had a short period of time conversing, I understood that team managers and crew chiefs caught wind and they wanted to be involved. And within a short period of time, there was a plan in place. And you know, of course, NASCAR was behind whatever we wanted to do 100% in support of that. And that's really the, you know, the details leading into what happened today.
Thank you.
Next, we'll take Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Jimmy, how would you describe the feeling of the drivers in the sense, are you shocked? Are you angry? Are you more, I guess, pissed off than ever to do something? Can you kind of give me a sense of how you all are feeling emotionally over this?
For me, I feel like I went through all of those emotions. You know, when I woke up this morning, you know, read the news, you know, anger, pissed off, all of that was, you know, my blood was boiling. I could not believe that had happened. as momentum built and the awareness of the statement the garage was going to make and how many people reached out and how many people wanted to be involved, it shifted to just great pride for our sport. So I, you know, from when I woke up, I was up early this morning, went for a bike ride. I was probably up at 5:30, saw the news, and from 5:30 to probably 10:30, everything took place. And my emotions just followed that, from complete and total anger and disbelief to then just great pride of our sport and how we were going to react to that.
Did you skip the bike ride?
No, I did the bike ride. I got up. I did the bike ride. Did a lot of thinking while I was on it.
Thank you.
Next, we'll take a question from Andrew Curlin. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, Jimmy, you mentioned the driver group chat that's been used to organize today in the video. Has it been more vocal since this started? And how important is it, especially over the past couple of weeks, to make your message very clear?
You know, the driver chat's been around for a while, and at times it's been useful. Other times, there's content on there that just kind of, you know, just I don't know, just gets in the way and stuff that people aren't interested in. But you know, with what has gone on in the last few weeks, interest has been high. People have been paying attention. People have been engaged. But, you know, I can go back to when we first started the Driver Council and this chat being established. And there have been points where it's been extremely effective and to find the voice of the drivers. And then some of the lesser items, you know, they kind of just make a little noise to get in the way. But, you know, the chat's been very useful. And the chat also starts up one-off text messages or phone calls. Brad called me this morning. Joey called me this morning. You know, so it's really a good starting point to get something out there. If it's car related or what we've been dealing with the last few weeks, it's been highly effective.
Thank you, Jamie.
Yep.
Next up, we'll go to Dustin Long. Go ahead, Dustin.
Thank you. Jimmy, can you give me a sense of what it felt like as you walked with the car and standing there during the pre-race ceremonies? Obviously, people watching, it was a very powerful image to see, but I'm curious, being a part of it, being in the middle of it, was there any type of particular emotions or things that went through your mind and as you did something that's never been done in the sport before?
Yeah, I think after seeing some of the photos, the first rain delay, I noticed the magnitude and impact of what we did as a group today. When we all gathered at the race car, you know, not everyone responds in that chat. So I knew that a lot of drivers wanted to come, but I didn't know how well attended it would be. I also knew that teams wanted to show their support as well. And until we started walking and I could see every driver there and looked back and saw each team jump off the wall and fall in line. And then to go back to the rain delay, first thing I did is looked at my phone and saw the photos, and to see how many people were on pit road showing their support for Bubba, that warmed me up tremendously. It was hard to really know it in the moment. You know, we're obviously out there on the grid and without fans in the stands, it's a much different environment. But as I looked over my shoulder and as I saw the photos after, you know, realized the power of that statement, how many people were involved.
I also want to ask you, what's it been like the last few weeks, this group, to be so socially active? Obviously, in years past, probably not as much so for various reasons, what have you. Is this what the sport is going to be now, and that you're going to see more and more people be more socially active moving forward, as opposed to years ago where maybe people weren't as expressive of certain things?
Yeah, I think, you know, when I look back, it depends on the topic. When we've had when the Driver Council was intact and there were things to discuss and report back to NASCAR on, every driver has stepped up and been involved. But then things cool down and maybe the topics aren't as relevant or aren't as big in some regards, and things kind of slow down. But, you know, the driver group has really helped shape the rules package that we have, race formats. And then as we've gotten into these social issues of recent times, you know, the unity there and the willingness for everybody to be involved has been quite impressive. So I'm not surprised, because we have, you know, been able to be social and help guide our sport in the past. Certainly this is something new for a lot of us. So I do commend their courage and everybody's willingness to listen, to learn, to grow, and to stand up like we did today.
Thank you.
Go to Cole Cusimano. Go ahead, Cole.
Hey, Jimmy. I'm just kind of curious. So how difficult was it to have that emotional, powerful moment on pit road and then turn around and go 500 miles to Talladega?
For me, it was such a moment of pride that, you know, I shifted out of the dark place I was this morning and the disbelief that I had, and shifted into, you know, a moment of pride. You know, whoever did what they did is hopefully watching and realizes that, you know, you're not here, not in our sport. So I, you know, it switched to a far different emotion than I really even anticipated. And there was just great pride involved. I know it was tough on Bubba. he was quite emotional at different points. And I think he probably had a harder transition from what was taking place on pit road to firing the engines and going to work than myself, for sure.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Jimmy, thank you so much for your time and popping on here to tell a great story, and have a great week, and we'll see you in Pocono.
Awesome. Thank you, everybody. See you soon.
Thanks, Jimmy.